Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, in our study of Galatians 5, we were taught that the phrase, fallen from grace, means turning from salvation by grace to keep one's salvation by words. Well, let's continue with that thought today. My salvation was in Christ, and it's kept by Christ. Now, if I get out of line, you know what? He's a father to me now, and guess what he does? And he's got a good big arm to do it with. He spanks those that are his. So now we see that that charge is there of fallen from grace. It is the only place here in verse 4 in the Bible that the phrase, ye are fallen from grace, is used. Falling from grace is not sinking into sin, into immorality, or other evil. Rather, it is turning from the full, clear, high standard of salvation by grace alone to the low level of trying to keep one's salvation by his or her own human effort, which is totally impossible, as we've already made mention just a few moments ago. And you see, we need to keep that in mind. He keeps you from falling. No one is circumcised to keep salvation or does other commands in order to keep salvation. That person has fallen from grace if they think they are keeping their salvation or earning their salvation. They are keeping grace from being operative in their life, because grace has been diluted because they think they are working to keep their salvation. Therefore, they have fallen from grace, and now they're turned unto works. It is utterly impossible to mix works with redemption in regard to our salvation. And that is the way the late Dr. Oliver B. Green stated it, and he was quite right. So keep your faith in God's great loving grace. And that takes us on to verse 5. In verse 5, we read this. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of the righteousness, the hope of righteousness, now listen, by faith. By faith. See, that shows us the point that is being made as we stand fast in liberty, the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Now, some preachers and parishioners took strong stands on issues of separation until their camps told them it was no longer cool. Well, there's always pressure to leave the old paths and devise new things to serve and yet sound fundamental. But in truth, what have they done? They have departed from the Word. It is through the Holy Spirit that we wait for the hope of righteousness, that is, the rapture, by faith. Even in this day in which we live, we've got to keep our minds, our hearts, our lives focused on Him. Even in this dissertation on law and grace, the Bible keeps hope before us of the rapture. Isn't that great here? To the Spirit, wait for the hope. That's the hope, the rapture. And it's a sure hope. It's a righteous hope. And it's a certain hope. And so we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness. And how do we wait? By faith. By faith. Write this down. In trying to understand this chapter, as it discerns for us between the flesh and the Spirit, between liberty and grace, instead of the works and the law. And that is this. God's righteousness is never divorced from His grace. Never is holiness compromised in order to exercise His love or grace. You see, Christian, obedience is not on the principle of law. Rather, it is on the love to Christ by the believer. It is the grace of God at work in the soul. Good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. God's grace working in the soul makes a believer delight in holiness, in righteousness, and obedience to the will of God. Real joy is in the service of the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, and the fact that He would allow me to serve. Wow. We will definitely see in verses 16 through 24 that there is a difference between the flesh and the Spirit's work. So there is a very important question to ask and answer at this juncture. Is the Spirit spoken of in Galatians a Holy Spirit or a fleshly spirit? Well, of course, He is the Holy Spirit. Then if liberty is of the Holy Spirit, does liberty free us from the power of the flesh or the power of the Holy Spirit in obedience, in righteousness to the Word of God? In other words, is the liberty freeing us to serve God, to live holy and righteous because it's freed us from the power of sin? Or is it the liberty to sin? You see, if you reject that liberty that God gives, that liberty that God wants us to have that makes us free from sin, you reject that, then you're going to walk in the flesh. If you reject that liberty that keeps you from carrying out the works of the flesh, then you are accepting the liberty of the flesh that frees you from the holiness of God. But by making that choice, you are then working in the flesh, and therefore you are under the law. It is legalistic to apply liberty to the works of the flesh. How does it feel if you're out there today? Say, I've got liberty to social drink. I've got liberty to dress immodestly. I've got liberty to do this, do that, that you know has been preached against, and you've heard it. How does it feel to be called a legalist? And you know what the truth of the matter is? It is a right definition of a person that does that by God's view, by heaven's view. See, that's what defines legalism from God's viewpoint. Not ours, not man's, but God's. Now, And then through the Spirit, we wait for the hope. What is being addressed in this passage here that is before us? I mean, we think about this. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. So what is that that we're waiting for? Romans 8:23 tells us. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves, groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, meaning which is, the redemption of our body. Now remember, chapter 8 of Romans, and verses 17, 18, and 28. There we read, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if, and if is a conditional word, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Now we know all things, verse 28, work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called, according to his purpose. Now, when you think of the word wait, we're waiting. And our text tells us to wait through the Spirit. What does that mean, wait? Don't think of idly sitting by doing nothing. It's rather the idea of to wait a table. It's doing the things that God would have you to do until you're taken home. We know by the word of God he'd have us to be a witness. We know by the word of God he'd have us to be faithful, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a matter of some reason, being faithful to God's house. He'd have us faithful to tithe and even offer. He'd have us to be faithful to be separate from worldliness and separated unto holiness. All there are things that we could talk about that he would have us do. That is to wait a table. Do what you're supposed to do until God leads you to do something else through his word. Till then, you just keep doing what you're doing. 2 Timothy 3:12 and 13 tells us that there are sufferings for living godly in this present world. Every Christian ought to be living godly. We just saw the 1 Peter 1:14 through 16 passage. It says, be holy, for I the Lord your God am holy. That is a command. And so we ought to be holy. We're going to be an account for it. But if we live that way, we'll also suffer persecution. Jesus said in John 15, 18 through 21, that they hated him, they'd hate you as well. In chapter 16, verse 2 of John, he said, the time will come they'll kill you thinking they're doing God a service. You live holy and righteously in God's sight. Verse 33, he says, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. See, living for him will bring trial and tribulation. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation for the Bible.